Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2 years ago, our next guests launched a sauce and rub business that has garnered a pair of industry awards that helped them grow their business in a very competitive field. Phil Bufkin is co-founder of Moss Peppers with his mother, Cookie Bufkin, and Phil joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Walterboro, South Carolina. Phil, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
So tell us how all of this got started.
I had been in the Marine Corps and then had got out and used my GI Bill for college, and I had been working in the restaurant industry and managing restaurants for about a decade. But after COVID hit, that became a real difficult environment to navigate, really hard to retain good people. And so I was looking for a career change. And Mom's been a chef all my life, and we always cooked together. We had a Wednesday bake night where we always cooked together. And I would learn new things in the kitchen. So that's been a passion of ours. And she makes a really good Chipotle sauce. And we said, well, what if we started selling this? We always have friends and family that ask for it. And we started going down the rabbit hole. I had to go learn how to go to Better Process Control School and learn how to manufacture the product safely. We had to go. It was a Marine Corps Boots to Business program, about a one-week entrepreneur course. And we went through that. Then we found the commercial kitchen, Colton County Museum, where we actually manufacture the product. And then now we're going through the process of distributing it and selling it ourselves.
All right. And the name Moss?
Yeah. So Moss means mother and son. It's M-A-S. And we manufacture small batch craft sauces and seasonings. We use traditional family heirloom recipes that are all natural, contain no preservatives, and are low in sodium. And we're a proud veteran-owned company that produces our products in Walterboro.
I guess you found a co-packer that ended up putting all this together for you?
No, we took the long way around. We had to learn how to bottle it ourselves. So every bottle is produced, is manufactured by us. We send all of our recipes to Clemson. They're our process authority. They send us back a letter that shows us the required pH and how to produce it, temperature hold times, and things like that. So working in the restaurant industry definitely helped me set up for how to manufacture, but it's definitely been a learning process as far as the regulatory side on how to actually get it done legally.
And so you have your own bottling plant there in Walterboro.
It's amazing what the Colton County Museum has put together. They do school lunches out of the back of the museum, but it's a huge facility. I think it's 5,000 square foot or so. Different rooms, a baking room, a sauce and jam room, a labeling room, a scullery. They've got a testing kitchen. And they have a business incubator program where they help you with licensing and use of the coolers. I mean, we have a couple pallets of bottles over there. Really helpful in getting a business off the ground.
Congratulations on the couple of awards that you've won so far for these sauces. Tell us how that came about, and I'm sure that's helping you compete in a very competitive field. There are loads of different sauces out there.
Absolutely. We are definitely noticing that. So being all natural and low sodium kind of differentiates us from other stuff out there. But winning those awards, I mean, we competed against, I think, 25 other Chipotle companies, and we took the first place win on the International Flavor Awards. But our rub, we competed in the all-purpose seasoning category, and we took second place. That, and SCOBY's been around for a long, long time. That's a really big industry award.
And so what is your marketing plan, Phil?
So for 2025, our goal has been more in-person events. We were at the Marine Corps Air Show. We had a great turnout for that. And in Beaufort, we did the Taste of Beaufort Sea Eagle Market. We've got a foodies event in July in Hilton Head. So just getting out there and getting the brand more exposure has been a big one. And then we really like to collaborate with more producers in South Carolina to acquire our peppers. So working with David Dempsey with Dempsey Farms has been a real big help.
Not much in the way of advertising, social media, or things like that?
Yeah, with the little military background, we're doing a little more guerrilla marketing.
All right, Phil, well, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Phil Bufkin, along with his mother, Cookie, are founders of Moss Peppers. The company is headquartered in Walterboro, South Carolina. We will have a link to their company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.